I still remember the incident last quarter when our GitHub Actions workflow inadvertently introduced a vulnerable dependency, which ended up being exploited in production, causing a significant outage. What made it even more challenging was that the workflow was using a reusable workflow that had been shared across multiple repositories, making it difficult to track down the root cause and apply the necessary fix. We were using GitHub Actions version 2.2940 at the time, and we had configured our workflows to use OIDC-based authentication with our cloud provider. But we had missed a critical step in pinning our Actions by SHA, which allowed the vulnerable dependency to slip through. This experience taught us a valuable lesson about the importance of security hardening in our GitHub Actions workflows, particularly when using reusable workflows and composite actions. We've since implemented a more robust system for managing our dependencies and workflows, including using tools like Dependabot to keep our dependencies up to date and configuring our workflows to use self-hosted runners with hardened AMIs.
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with a large enterprise organization with hundreds of repositories and thousands of workflows. We've seen cases where a single vulnerable dependency can spread like wildfire, causing widespread outages and security breaches. To mitigate this, we've been working on implementing SLSA Level 3 supply chain compliance across our organization, which involves ensuring that all of our workflows and dependencies are properly validated and verified. This includes using tools like GitHub's built-in secret management features, as well as integrating with external tools like Vault to manage our most sensitive secrets. We're also working on implementing branch protection rules and required checks to ensure that all code changes are properly reviewed and validated before they're merged into production.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were trying to implement reusable workflows and composite actions across our organization. We wanted to create a set of standardized workflows that could be shared across multiple repositories, but we quickly realized that this would require a significant amount of upfront planning and configuration. We had to carefully consider how we would manage our dependencies, how we would handle secrets and authentication, and how we would ensure that our workflows were properly validated and verified. We ended up using a combination of GitHub's built-in features, such as reusable workflows and composite actions, as well as external tools like Terraform and AWS CloudFormation to manage our infrastructure and dependencies. We also had to implement a robust system for managing our secrets, using tools like GitHub's secret management features and HashiCorp's Vault to store and manage our most sensitive secrets.
I push back on that. In our experience, the key to successful implementation of GitHub Actions at enterprise scale is not just about the technology itself, but about the people and processes that surround it. We found that it's essential to have a clear understanding of your organization's security and compliance requirements, as well as a well-defined set of policies and procedures for managing your workflows and dependencies. This includes things like actions usage policies, which define what actions are allowed to be used in your workflows, as well as branch protection rules, which ensure that all code changes are properly reviewed and validated before they're merged into production. We've also found that it's essential to have a robust system for monitoring and logging your workflows, using tools like GitHub's built-in logging features, as well as external tools like Splunk and LK.
The thing most teams miss about that is the importance of pinning actions by SHA. This ensures that your workflows are using a specific known good version of the action rather than the latest version, which may contain vulnerabilities or other issues. We've seen cases where a team has used the latest version of an action only to find out later that it contained a critical vulnerability that had been introduced in a recent update. By pinning actions by SAAG, you can ensure that your workflows are using a known good version of the action, and you can avoid introducing vulnerabilities into your production environment. We've also been working on implementing OIDC-based cloud authentication without long-lived secrets, which has allowed us to eliminate the need for static credentials and reduce the risk of credential compromise.
We've also been exploring the use of self-hosted runners with hardened AMIs. This allows us to have more control over the underlying infrastructures that our workflows are running on, which is essential for meeting our security and compliance requirements. We found that by using self-hosted runners, we can ensure that our workflows are running on a known good environment with all of the necessary security controls and monitoring in place. We're also working on implementing SLSA Level 3 supply chain compliance, which involves ensuring that all of our workflows and dependencies are properly validated and verified. This includes using tools like GitHub's built-in validation features, as well as external tools like InToto and Tecton to validate and verify our workflows and dependencies.
What makes that even more challenging is when you're dealing with a complex distributed system. We've seen cases where a single vulnerable dependency can cause a cascading failure, affecting multiple components and services. To mitigate this, we've been working on implementing a more robust system for managing our dependencies, using tools like Dependabot to keep our dependencies up to date, as well as configuring our workflows to use self-hosted runners with hardened AMIs. We're also working on implementing secrets management with GitHub and Vault, which will allow us to store and manage our most sensitive secrets in a secure and scalable way. We're also exploring the use of actions usage policies for enterprise orgs, which will allow us to define what actions are allowed to be used in our workflows and ensure that all workflows are properly validated and verified before they're merged into production.
I'd like to add that we've also been working on implementing branch protection rules and required checks. This ensures that all code changes are properly reviewed and validated before they're merged into production. We found that by implementing these rules and checks, we can significantly reduce the risk of introducing vulnerabilities or other issues into our production environment. We're also working on implementing a more robust system for monitoring and logging our workflows, using tools like GitHub's built-in logging features, as well as external tools like Splunk and ELK. This will allow us to have more visibility into our workflows and dependencies and ensure that we're meeting our security and compliance requirements.
We've also been exploring the use of composite actions. This allows us to create a set of reusable, modular actions that can be composed together to create more complex workflows. We found that by using composite actions, we can simplify our workflows and reduce the amount of code that needs to be maintained. We're also working on implementing a more robust system for managing our workflows, using tools like GitHub's built-in workflow management features, as well as external tools like Terraform and AWS. CloudFormation to manage our infrastructure and dependencies.
The key to successful implementation of composite actions is to carefully consider the dependencies and relationships between the different actions. We've seen cases where a single action has dependencies on multiple other actions, which can create complex and fragile workflows. To mitigate this, we've been working on implementing a more robust system for managing our dependencies, using tools like Dependabot to keep our dependencies up to date, as well as configuring our workflows to use self-hosted runners with hardened AMIs. We're also working on implementing secrets management with GitHub and Vault, which will allow us to store and manage our most sensitive secrets in a secure and scalable way.
Implementing self-hosted runners with hardened AMIs has been a game changer for us, as it allows us to have full control over the environment in which our workflows are executed. And we've also been leveraging GitHub Actions support for environment variables to inject secrets and configuration values into our workflows, which has greatly simplified our workflow configurations. We've also been experimenting with using GitHub Actions matrix strategy to run multiple versions of our workflows in parallel, which has allowed us to test our code against multiple versions of our dependencies and environments. Furthermore, we're exploring the use of GitHub's CodeQL to perform static analysis on our code and identify potential security vulnerabilities, and we're integrating it with our existing security tooling to get a more comprehensive view of our security posture.
One real-world example that comes to mind is our recent migration of our CI/CD pipeline to GitHub Actions, where we had to integrate with multiple external systems, including our artifact repository. Our testing framework and our deployment tooling, and we use GitHub Actions. support for reusable workflows to create a set of standardized workflows that could be used across multiple teams and projects. We also had to implement custom tooling to handle the migration of our existing workflows from our old CI/CD system to GitHub Actions, which involved writing custom scripts to transform our existing workflow configurations into the new format required by GitHub Actions. Additionally, we've been working on implementing SLSA compliance for our workflows, which has required us to carefully consider the provenance of our dependencies and the integrity of our workflows. And we're using tools like Intoto to generate and verify the provenance of our...
We've also been working on implementing advanced use cases, such as automated dependency updates and automated testing of our dependencies using tools like Dependabot and GitHub Actions support for scheduled workflows, and we're integrating it with our existing monitoring and alerting tooling to get notified when there are any issues with our dependencies or workflows. One specific example is our use of GitHub Actions to automate the deployment of our cloud infrastructure, where we're using Terraform to manage our infrastructure and GitHub Actions to automate the deployment process, and we're using GitHub Actions support for approvals and checks to ensure that our deployments are properly reviewed and validated before they're executed. Furthermore, we're exploring the use of GitHub Actions support for environments to manage our deployment environments and ensure that our deployments are properly isolated and secured.
Another war story that comes to mind is our experience with integrating GitHub Actions with our existing security tooling, where we had to write custom integrations to connect GitHub Actions with our security information and event management system, and we used GitHub Actions support for webhooks to send notifications to our security team when there were any security issues detected in our workflows or dependencies. We also had to implement custom tooling to handle the parsing and processing of the security data generated by GitHub Actions, which involved writing custom scripts to transform the data into format required by our security tooling. Additionally, we've been working on implementing enterprise patterns, such as centralized management of our GitHub Actions workflows and dependencies. And we're using tools like GitHub's enterprise base, manage users to manage access to our GitHub Actions workflows and dependencies.
We've also been working on implementing integration points with other tools and systems, such as our project management tooling and our customer relationship management system, and we're using GitHub Actions support for APIs to integrate with these systems and automate the exchange of data between them. One specific example is our use of GitHub Actions to automate the creation of issues in our project management tooling when there are any errors or failures in our workflows or dependencies, and we're using GitHub Actions support for conditional logic to determine when to create the issues and what data to include in them. Furthermore, we're exploring the use of GitHub Actions support for machine learning to automate the analysis of our workflow data and identify potential issues before they occur.
In terms of security considerations, we've been working on implementing a robust system for managing access to our GitHub Actions workflows and dependencies, and we're using tools like GitHub's role-based access control to manage access to our workflows and dependencies. We're also working on implementing a system for monitoring and logging our GitHub Actions workflows, which involves using tools like GitHub Actions support for logging and monitoring to track the execution of our workflows and identify any potential security issues. Additionally, we've been working on implementing compliance with regulatory requirements, such as GDPR and HIPAA, and we're using tools like GitHub's Compliance Hub to ensure that our workflows and dependencies are compliant with these regulations.
Another area we're exploring is the use of GitHub Actions to automate the management of our secrets and credentials, and we're using tools like GitHub Secrets Manager to store and manage our secrets in a secure and scalable way. We're also working on implementing a system for rotating our secrets and credentials on a regular basis, which involves using GitHub Actions support for scheduled workflows to automate the rotation process. Furthermore, we're looking into using GitHub Actions to automate the management of our compliance and regulatory requirements, such as automated reporting and auditing, and we're integrating it with our existing compliance tooling to get a more comprehensive view of our...
One specific example that comes to mind is our use of GitHub Actions to automate the generation of compliance reports for our workflows and dependencies. And we're using GitHub Actions support for APIs to integrate with our compliance tooling and generate the reports in the... We're also working on implementing a system for tracking and managing our compliance issues, which involves using GitHub Actions support for issue tracking to track and manage the issues. And we're integrating it with our existing project management tooling to get a more comprehensive view of our compliance issues. Additionally, we've been working on implementing advanced security use cases, such as automated vulnerability scanning and penetration testing. And we're using tools like GitHub Actions support for vulnerability scanning to automate the scanning process.
We're also exploring the use of GitHub Actions to automate the management of our cloud security posture. And we're using tools like GitHub Actions support for cloud security to automate the monitoring and remediation of our cloud security issues. One specific example is our use of GitHub Actions to automate the deployment of our cloud security controls, such as network access controls and encryption. And we're using GitHub Actions support for infrastructure as code to automate the deployment process. Furthermore, we're looking into using GitHub Actions to automate the management of our identity and access management, such as automated user provisioning and deprovisioning, and we're integrating it with our existing identity and access management tooling to get a more comprehensive view of our identity and access management posture.
Another area we're exploring is the use of GitHub Actions to automate the management of our container security. And we're using tools like GitHub Actions support for container scanning to automate the scanning of our containers for vulnerabilities. We're also working on implementing a system for tracking and managing our container security issues, which involves using GitHub Actions support for issue tracking to track and manage the issues, and we're integrating it with our existing container security tooling to get a more comprehensive view of our container security posture. Additionally, we've been working on implementing advanced use cases, such as automated canary releases and automated blue-green deployments, and we're using tools like GitHub Actions support for deployment strategies to automate the deployment process.
We're also exploring the use of GitHub Actions to automate the management of our serverless security. And we're using tools like GitHub Actions support for serverless security to automate the monitoring and remediation of our serverless security issues. One specific example is our use of GitHub Actions to automate the deployment of our serverless security controls, such as function-level access controls and data encryption. And we're using GitHub Actions support for serverless deployment to automate the deployment process. Furthermore, we're looking into using GitHub Actions to automate the management of our API security, such as automated API scanning and API security testing, and we're integrating it with our existing API security tooling to get a more comprehensive view of our API security.
Another war story that comes to mind is our experience with integrating GitHub Actions with our existing IT service management tooling, where we had to write custom integrations to connect GitHub Actions with our IT service management system, and we used GitHub Actions support for webhooks to send notifications to our IT service management team when there were any issues detected in our workflows or dependencies. We also had to implement custom tooling to handle the parsing and processing of the data generated by GitHub Actions, which involved writing custom scripts to transform the data into the format required by our IT service management tooling. Additionally, we've been working on implementing enterprise patterns, such as centralized management of our GitHub Actions workflows and dependencies, and we're using tools like GitHub's enterprise base manage users to manage access to our GitHub Actions workflows and dependencies.
We've also been working on implementing integration points with other tools and systems, such as our customer relationship management system and our project management tooling. And we're using GitHub Actions support for APIs to integrate with these systems and automate the exchange of data between them. One specific example is our use of GitHub Actions to automate the creation of issues in our project management tooling when there are any errors or failures in our workflows or dependencies, and we're using GitHub Actions support for conditional logic to determine when to create the issues and what data to include in them. Furthermore, we're exploring the use of GitHub Actions to automate the management of our data analytics and business intelligence, such as automated data processing and automated report generation, and we're integrating it with our existing data analytics and business intelligence tooling to get a more comprehensive view of our data analytics and business intelligence posture.
In terms of security considerations, we've been working on implementing a robust system for managing access to our GitHub Actions workflows and dependencies, and we're using tools like GitHub's role-based access control to manage access to our workflows and dependencies. We're also working on implementing a system for monitoring and logging our GitHub Actions workflows, which involves using tools like GitHub Actions support for logging and monitoring to track the execution of our workflows and identify any potential security issues. Additionally, we've been working on implementing compliance with regulatory requirements, such as GDPR and HIPAA, and we're using tools like GitHub's Compliance Hub to ensure that our workflows and dependencies are compliant with these regulations.
All right, so as we wrap up, I think there are a few key takeaways from our conversation today. Firstly, implementing role-based access control is crucial for managing access to workflows and dependencies. Secondly, monitoring and logging are essential for identifying potential security issues. And lastly, compliance with regulatory requirements is vital, and tools like GitHub's Compliance Hub can be a huge help.
I agree with Daniel on those points, but I'd like to add a few more. For me, reusable workflows are a game changer for streamlining our workflow development process. Additionally, SLSA compliance is becoming increasingly important, and GitHub Actions provides a solid foundation for achieving that. And finally, I think it's essential to have a clear understanding of your organization's specific security needs and tailor your GitHub Actions setup accordingly.
I see what you're saying, Diana, but I still think that security hardening is the top priority. If you don't have a solid foundation of security, all the other features and tools don't matter.
I disagree, Daniel. While security is crucial, I think reusable workflows and SLSA compliance are just as important. They help reduce the attack surface and ensure the integrity of our workflows. It's not just about security. It's about the overall reliability and trustworthiness of our pipelines.
I see your point, but I still think security should be the primary focus. Perhaps we can agree to disagree on this one.
Yes, let's agree to disagree. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning into this episode of our podcast, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Absolutely. Before we go, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on social media for more discussions on DevOps, security, and everything in between. Until next time, stay secure and keep on coding.
And don't forget to check out our show notes for links to all the tools and resources we mentioned today. See you all next time.